Our acolytes this morning are Bristol and Olivia. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Let us all begin with our first praise song, Hail, All Hail King Jesus. We'll sing number 2069. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. Our mission statement for our denomination is go make Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Lisa Clark is bringing us our morning message. I am Suzanne Hickson, your worship leader for this morning. Our pianist is Melissa Ogden. And for those on the radio, our two acolytes were Bristol and Olivia this morning. We will now come to our call to worship. You will read the bold print, please. Font of life, glorious one, your great works are full of honor and majesty. Ever-living God, gracious one, your goodness and faithfulness will endure forever.
The wisdom we learn, the justice we long and burn for, the hope you offer.
Sheltering God, healing one, you remember your covenant and its promises to us. The work of your hands are faithful and just. Your teachings are trustworthy and true. Your praise endures forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we lift this day up to you, this time of worship, for those that are gathered here and those that are listening in on the radio. Lord, we pray that you will bless our experience and that all that we say and all that we do will be pleasing in your presence. And we give thanks for you every day, Lord. And we ask you to feed us, feed our minds, feed our spirits, feed our souls. And help us, Lord, to listen for your voice today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 2148, Living for Jesus.
Amen.
Children's message, if the children would come up.
How are you this morning? Good? You're not? Did you say you're not? I hear you. There's days like that. What's that? A couple people said that here. Okay. Well, you know, I understand that. We can't always, that's why we're here together, right? So we can encourage those that are having moments that they feel down, moments of discouragement. That's why we're here, right? And of all the things in this church, I think, that make people happy, it's you guys. You make us smile, even on days that you're looking at me like, yeah, lady, right. I see it on your face. I'm telling you the truth. You guys bring a smile to our faces, and we are so glad that you are here today. We're so glad that you have good people in your life and parents that know how important it is that we worship together. I know that you had a great Sunday school class today. What were some of the things? Can you tell me some of the things that you did in Sunday school today? What is one thing you learned in Sunday school? I know it's right there on the tip of your tongue, right? Oh, you learned songs. Well, good. Do you feel like you want to sing one? Maybe not. Maybe another day, right? Are you just learning some songs? Okay. All right. That's good. Very. What's that? 2 days. Okay. You know what I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes is about Jesus' word and how powerful it is. Jesus' word is really powerful. Where do we find his word? Can you tell me where we find Jesus' word? Well, when we open our Bibles, there's a whole bunch of words in there, and so many of them are to teach us wonderful things about how much Jesus loves us. And he taught people of all kinds. They weren't just people that were happy all the time. We talked about that a minute ago. You know, sometimes we're having a down day. He taught the people that were struggling and the people that were having a good day. And he loved them all the same. Isn't that awesome? How even when we're having a bad day, even when we feel grumpy, do you ever feel grumpy? No? Well, that's good. That's a good thing, because sometimes I do. And it's okay, because Jesus still loves me on those days too. And he loves every one of you. And I think, you know what I think? I think he's smiling on you this day. I think he's smiling down because he says, you know what? All the little children just love Jesus, and they've always gathered at his feet. And some of them, if you ever saw a picture, some of them you see were probably sitting on his lap. And he was trying to let them know how much he loved them. And I hope that you know today, all of you children, how very much he loves you. And so we remember God's word can be found in the Bible, right? So when you open your Bibles, when you go down to Sunday school, those are all God's words. And they are powerful words. You have one at home too. That's nice. That's good. And it has a lot of pages, and every one of those words is powerful. You remember that, okay? What? Oh. Okay. Can we pray? Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us all. Thank you for loving us on our bad days and our good days, and reminding us how powerful your word is, reminding us of that love every single day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, kids. Thank you. Thank you for coming up.
Our Old Testament reading is Psalms 111, verses 1 through 28. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in him. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides foods for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The work of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Do we have unspoken needs this morning? Unspoken needs. Thank you. The Lord knows those needs. For those of you listening in, he sees your hand as well as he sees those that are here. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we know that you hear our every prayer. You know when our hearts are heavy with burdens for others. When we are burdened down with a load, Lord, from this life. We know that we long for you to hear our words of praise, our words of song. You love to hear the kids' little voices and laughter in your church. Lord, because we have joy in our hearts, even if the day isn't the happiest of days for some, we know that that joy in our hearts can't be stolen. We'll never lose that, Lord, because it comes from you. You are our hope. You are our strength. You are our peace. You are our joy. All of those things we celebrated not so long ago in our Advent season, and every candle that was lit, we were reminded of your faithfulness and your goodness and our future as we bask in that hope. And at the very center of all of that is the Christ candle reminding us that you are the center of all of those gifts that you've given. So today, as we've come to worship, Lord, may your Spirit abound. May your Holy Spirit be here. And with those that couldn't be here for many various reasons, Lord, those that have had procedures, those that are awaiting results, those that are awaiting procedures, those are that are healing, those that need an embrace today, Lord, on any given day, we just need you so much. And we are grateful for that touch and that listening ear, because we can vent just anything to you. And you hear us, Lord. And because of our experience with you, we know that we can count on you through every situation and every circumstance to never leave our side. To guide us and to help us to learn the lessons that we need to learn through all that we experience. Even and especially the tough times. So we pray that you would minister to us and our families today, that you would feed our spirit and give us your hope and your peace. We desperately need that. Lord, we love you. I pray that that praise and those songs that we have lifted up have come right before the very throne of grace, and that they were pleasing as incense to your sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, whatever those senses are. Lord, I pray that they were pleasing to you in our feeble attempts. Lord, all honor and glory, may they be yours. As we remember today your powerful word, and we remember especially the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. And now we'll have our choir anthem. What is the title of? Trust and Obey. What better song can we have for today? Thank you, choir, for reminding us of that this morning. Our New Testament reading is found in Mark today, if you'd like to follow along. And certainly the words are on the screen, Mark 1, 21 through 28. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching? And with authority? He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As I mentioned to the children this morning, God's word is powerful. Jesus' powerful words spoke volumes to people. And when you were in his presence, I believe that his word spoke through every fiber of your skin and into the very depths of your heart. I know that he has the power to do that. The Gospel of Mark, which we're going to spend quite a bit of time in during this season and even into the Lenten season that is coming upon us fast. It's hard to believe we're in the very end of January. The Gospel of Mark is powerful and inspiring. And it's an account of Jesus' life and his ministry. We see Jesus teaching with authority about him casting out unclean spirits in this section that we've shared together this morning already. You hear a great deal of different things in Mark and the other Gospels as well about his teaching. And some of those things were about Jesus gathered around the children. Even though sometimes the disciples didn't get it and they would say, you know, he's got important work to do. You know, they probably would have liked to scoot the kids aside. And Jesus said, no, let the little children come to me. Let the little children come. And so we come. No matter how little we are or how aged we are. Jesus taught with authority. The passage reminds us of the power and majesty of our Savior. It encourages us to trust in his divine authority. I can't help but think about this story, and I don't think I've shared it here before, and maybe I have little snippets. But I remember this powerful message from a minister that we were listening to, and I believe it was in a camp setting. And we would go over for their evening camp services many times in Romeo, to the Romeo camp, and, you know, heard some amazing, amazing speakers come in. But this one thing just sticks with me, and I can't even tell you which one presented it, but was about this man that was destitute. He was at his wit's end, his rope's end, and he had left his family and his surroundings that was familiar, and he went into this, he stopped for the night at this hotel. And of course, many times we see those Gideon Bibles in the top drawer of the nightstand. Sometimes they're sitting right on top of the credenza. but he walked right by it. Just like we do at home sometimes, when it's sitting there, we walk right by it. He needed to hear the words that were inside, and it seemed to be calling to him, and yet sometimes we're in that frame of mind and that depressed state and that discouraged moment. The last thing we want to do is open up anything. We just feel like we're drowning in all of the things that try to overwhelm us in this life. And he kept going by this Bible, and he was sitting on the bed, and he didn't know what his next step would be, what his next move would be, where he would go. He didn't know what was ahead. All he could think of is all the terrible things that he was in the midst of. I don't know if any of you can relate to that or not. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. And those words, even though the Bible was closed, those words would emanate from this, I believe. And later, in his story of hope, he would testify to the fact that the power of God's word spoke to him even when he wasn't reading it. Even when he flopped it open and didn't maybe read a word that was on there, God's powerful word spoke volumes to his heart and made the difference for him between going on and ending his own life. The power of God's word calls to us. It has so much to say. Jesus' powerful words, when he was in the settings that he was in, whether he was driving out demons and impure spirits, which is probably a nice way of saying demon possession and that type of thing, unclean spirits. Even through that, it reminds us of his power, his majesty. It encourages us to trust and obey his divine authority. And you know, all of us in this room today can probably relate, because I don't even think the children are still in here. But we have had experiences, haven't we, folks? We've had experience. And we need to remind each other that trusting and obeying in the Lord is what gets us through the tough hurdles of life. Trusting and obeying, letting his word speak to us. And I hope we all don't just say, well, we can leave it closed, because it has a lot to say to you. But on those days when it's tough to find answers, we don't always have the combination for a solution, do we? We have to trust in something bigger than us. We have to remember that in our past, we know from experience that God is faithful and Jesus is not leaving us. When we're weary, when we're struggling, we remember what they learned that day in this setting, that Jesus' teaching was unlike anything they had ever experienced. What Jesus has to say to you in his word is something like maybe you've never experienced. Because it's new every morning. It's fresh every morning. It's the living word for a reason. It speaks to us in today's situation as well as it did the one 20 years ago or 25 years ago or in 6 years from now. It speaks to you every day. And it casts out darkness with authority. And I discovered the same thing you did, Suzanne, this morning. Well, yesterday, actually. I looked out and saw the sun. And I thought, by goodness, it is still up there. It is still up there. Amen. And I don't think, dare I say, a raindrop yet today. Thank you. Thank you. The sun is still up there. And you know, that's one experience. If you've ever had the experience of being in an airplane, that's one thing that always amazes me and really encourages me. Hollis and I flew out one time, probably 10 years ago. We were in, our plane flew into Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it was probably the ugliest day I've ever experienced in my life. It was foggy, it was gray, it was cold, it was misting, it was ugly, it was awful. Pretty much like this whole last week has been, but even a little worse, I think, because then we were changing planes, and you get up in the air, and you get just above those clouds, and it's beautiful. And it's like, this is where God lives. This is where He is. Above the clouds, above all the garbage, above all the pain and the evil and the hurt and the sick, above all of it, just a little bit above, you see sun rays and blues, that bright blue sky you saw this morning. It was just peeking through, wasn't it, Hollis, when we were on the road, just a little bit. You could see, it's like, certainly it's not going to clear up again 2 days in a row in Michigan in the winter. Certainly that's not happening. But I see some bright sky coming through those gorgeous stained glass windows this morning. And I know the Lord is there. Just like the sun is still there. It never moved. It kind of moved, but it didn't go anywhere. It's still with us, even on the days we can't see it clearly. Jesus' authority in this situation, casting out this unclean spirit from this man in the synagogue, the people were astonished. I don't know that we've ever witnessed anything like that, and maybe they hadn't either. They had to know that this was a troubled individual. Perhaps they did, perhaps they didn't. Perhaps they were in there just listening to some of God's word being read. I don't know exactly what the surrounding was when this all took place, but when Jesus is in the room, things are different. And when Jesus is in your heart, things are different. And Jesus spoke with that authority. We talked about a couple of weeks ago how even his connecting eyes with you, even that visual, the look, every portrait that I've ever seen of Jesus, I believe, and there's a beautiful one up on the screen right now, his hand reaches out, and you look at his hand. You might look at his white gown, but his eyes are what get you. Those eyes, because you can see right into his heart, giving you that hope. We can trust in his authority. And we can seek his help in overcoming whatever our day brings. Whatever tomorrow brings. Whatever yesterday threw in your path. We can overcome all of that. That might seek to destroy us. The account of Jesus' teaching with authority. It's a powerful reminder of his triumph. He didn't just meet it head on, he was victorious. And upon the sound of his word, the spirit left. I had a powerful, powerful mentor that used to say, when you don't know what to pray, just say the name of Jesus. Just call on the name of Jesus. Sometimes we don't have that combination. Like I said earlier, we don't have, it's not like a chemistry class that you put a little of this and a little of that and it's going to reap great rewards. It doesn't always work like that. We don't always have the answer, and we're asked to trust and obey. Trust me that I know better than you, because he's saying it with authority. He's giving that word to you with authority today, saying, I will not lead you astray. You are not alone. I am here. And I have overcome the darkness in the world. When he shines his light on us, when we allow that to happen, then his light shines from us as well. And in that light shining from us, it gives others hope. You don't have to have wise words. You don't have to have the key that unlocks the door. You don't have to have anything magical. But your presence emanates Christ and his light. Another thing that this story tells us today is it's a powerful reminder of his great love for you and for me, and as well as the reminder of how powerful his words are. They can reach through any circumstance. They can reach through the leather binding. They can speak to you. He tells us, I will give you rest. He says, seek me with all your heart. He tells us a lot of things in these words. Seek me with all your heart. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Sometimes we just need to rest, don't we? I talked to Linda the other day, relaying something that some leadership had shared with me about occasionally in your life and in your church being on the threshold. Sometimes we're on the threshold and it's okay to stop and take a deep breath. Sometimes we don't know where we're going exactly in that moment, but it's okay to stop. It's okay to refresh. Jesus did it. He wanted us to do it. Take a deep breath. Take a moment to rest in his presence. Take a moment to rest in his arms and on his word. Let him inspire you, and may we trust in his divine authority and seek his help in everything that we do. But it's okay to rest. It's okay to ponder on his word, to think about it, to take a deep breath. It's okay. He gives you permission. Sometimes we feel like we have to be doing, or we're not effective. And yes, there's days when he prompts us and says, now get up and get going. Go do this. We need, you know, I need you here, I need you there. But there's other days he says, you need to recoup today. You need to take a fresh breath and a step back. My prayer today, and I think what the Lord would want for us today, is that we would find hope and peace in his love and his grace. And that we might share his message of salvation and healing with his same confidence and boldness. It's kind of like a professor standing before a classroom with great confidence. with experience, someone that you know has done their homework, that understands your plight. You have confidence in what they tell you. Well, even more so with Jesus, because he loves you more than anyone could ever verbalize in words. He loves you beyond any kind of love that we experience here in this life, in this world. He hasn't given up on you. God is with you today. Take his word and savor it, and use his powerful word to encourage others. Let us pray. Lord, your powerful word can cast out the darkness around us, and we pray this day that you will do that, Lord. Lord, cast out the darkness that overshadows our hearts some days, that discourages us. Lord, let us see that sun shining in the bright blue skies that you're offering us, not so very far away, just right there. And sometimes we're so clouded over, we just can't see it. Lord, clear away the clouds of our heart. Clear away those clouds and help us to see more clearly than we've ever seen before. Give us your grace and your peace. And we will try our very best to trust and obey. In Jesus' name, amen. If we can have our ushers come forward, that we might give back our tithes and offerings. Gracious God, for these gifts that we offer back before your throne of grace, we ask that you would multiply them and use them to bring honor and glory to your name and to build your kingdom here on earth. And we give you thanks for allowing us to do that. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is 451, Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
Our benediction today is responsive. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?
Everything. You give us mercy, grace, and hope.
What do you do with us in the world, Jesus of Nazareth?
Everything. You are the Holy One of God, the Savior of the world.
Let us give thanks with our whole hearts. Amen. Let's close with Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.